Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Well, unfortunately, this is an area that churches have divided over. Now, I've told you before, Susie, that first and foremost, regardless of the different theological positions out there, my primary goal is to be a biblicist. I want to be a biblicist before I'm anything else. Mm-hmm. And that means that I want to focus on what the Bible actually says. And it's my understanding, by looking at what the Bible says, is that we are secure in our salvation. And I think we just need to saturate our minds on those verses which support that idea. Even though I, you know, lovingly choose to disagree with my brothers and sisters who hold the other viewpoint. For example, 1 Corinthians 12:13 tells us that at the moment of salvation, the Holy Spirit places us in the body of Christ. And once you're infused into the body of Christ, you're never excised. Ephesians 1:13 and 4:30 indicate that at the moment of believing in Jesus, we are permanently sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. And then likewise, in John 10:28 to 30, we are told that the Father's purpose is to keep us secure despite anything that might happen once we've trusted in Christ. No one can snatch us out of his hands. And then finally, Romans 8:29 to 39 portrays an unbroken chain that goes all the way from the predestination of believers to their glorified bodies in heaven. It's an unbroken chain because nothing can stop it. That salvation is absolutely secure. Now, Susie, here's the thing. You want to know what one of Satan's favorite tools is? One of Satan's favorite tools is, look at how you're living. You can't possibly be a Christian. See, he uses that. That's one of his favorite things to get Christians to believe. He'll say stuff like, he'll try to convince you and whisper to your conscience, you are so unworthy. You are just a pretend Christian. You're not a real Christian. The Heavenly Father doesn't love you because look at the way that you continue to live day in and day out. And so, you know, the truth of the matter is that Satan's trying to make you feel like a worm before God. And he loves for people to doubt their salvation, especially people who have a real sensitive conscience. And it's to those people that I really, really want to impress upon what the New Testament teaches, that once you're in God's family, you're secure, you're in. You know, like on my family, I've got a son and a daughter. There's no circumstance where I would put them out of my family. Even if they did something wrong, I would discipline them, but I would never kick them out. And I don't think God the Father does that either. In Hebrews 12, God does say that he will discipline us if we get into sin. But even then, he does that only because he loves us. He cares about us too much to let us get away with bad stuff. So we just need to just drill those verses into our minds that we're in the family of God. Don't listen to Satan's lies. He is the father of lies.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.